Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, my thoughts go out to the people of Manchester and to the victims of the horrible attack on Monday. Building better systems for health is vital if we want to meet the challenges of tomorrow and leave no one behind. Every human being must have the opportunity to realize his or her potential. As Minister for Senior Citizens, my personal focus is on the well-being of older people. The 2030 Agenda clearly states the aim to ensure good health and well-being for people of all ages. And last year, we adopted a strong global strategy and action plan on aging and health. Across the world, people are getting older. The extra years of life will change society as we know it. We need to rethink what old age might be. In doing so, governments have a responsibility to include older people, to talk to them, to listen to their needs, to give older people the freedom to be who they are and do what they value. Close to 5% of the world's elderly population are affected by dementia. The new Global Action Plan is a vital step on the way to improving the lives of people with dementia, their family and friends. Again, our policies must be based on dignity and respect of human rights. Looking at the broader health agenda, NCDs remain a key challenge. Most of the health problems of older people are linked to chronic conditions, but NCDs affect people at all ages. The Danish government stays committed to the NCD agenda. We look forward to discussion process in New York next year. As I mentioned before, we should leave no one behind. Sexual and reproductive health and rights for all must be respected and advanced. The 2030 agenda must be implemented with this in mind. The She Decision movement, including the conference in March this year, showed that there is still strong support for sexual health and family planning across the world. Last but not least, I would like to congratulate Dr. Tedros with the election. Denmark will remain committed to supporting WHO under your leadership. I would also like to express our deepest gratitude to Madam Director General for her dedicated leadership over the last 10 years. Thank you very much.